Should artifacts be commodified? This question will be answered in today's episode of Artifacts. My name is Joseph Bouchard, and I'll be your host for this segment. To begin, we'll discuss today's artifact, a beautiful Shipibo Kanibo jar depicting a local woman and painted with various kene patterns. It comes from the Ucayali River region on the Peruvian side of the Amazon rainforest. An interesting thing about this particular object is that Shipibo Kanibo culture and artifacts have repeatedly been commodified and sold to international buyers. They are direct byproducts of globalization and free trade realities. Now, due to this, Shipibo Kanibo culture has been altered, or corrupted, if you will, to please foreign tastes. This applies to many aspects of Shipibo Kanibo culture. To name just a few examples, ayahuasca, originally produced and consumed by the Shipibo Kanibo and other indigenous peoples in the Amazon, is a drug that has been promoted throughout North America as a gateway to a spiritual renewal. Many visit Shipibo Kanibo lands to enjoy it, to the detriment of local populations. Kene, a traditional art form, has also been appropriated and sold on Western markets, including on eBay, along with other local textiles. Some detractors may point to the integration of women in the workforce as a net positive for this commodification. But their labor is barely compensated, and their working conditions are poor. Therefore, due to market forces, the Shipibo Kanibo are forced into wage labor based on the destruction of their own culture. This, my friends, presents a false choice that is far from ideal. Unfortunately, this situation applies to many indigenous cultures throughout the Latin American region. Often, we're presented with polished versions of one's cultures in a way that does not represent the reality and actually hurts the people we think we're promoting. Although it should be possible for individuals to promote and value their culture within an international context, it is clear that the current system incentivizes against that and pushes people to modify their culture, cater it to foreign buyers. Up next, we have an interview with Sonia Guillén, the current Peruvian Minister of Culture, to get her view on this pressing question: should artifacts be commodified? My name is Joseph Bouchard. Thank you for tuning in.